Let me welcome you again to a new year. We'll skip the jokes about vision, you know, the ones about it being 2020 at all. It's not just a new year. It's the first Friday of a new month in a new year. And that means the holiday celebrations continue with our First Friday Arts segment. The band Hunters and Collectors now step up to the mic to give us some advice. Sounds solid. Keep things low profile. Don't build too high on the January rain. On the art scene, January is something of a recovery month since so many arts organizations go so big in December. But it's not like stages and galleries go dark. We invite arts organizations by email to phone in details of arts events coming to the region in the coming weeks. If you didn't get the email, you're still invited to join in if you possess details of an arts event coming to your town. Pick up a phone and call 800-838-3760. Phone lines are open at 800-838-3760 as we welcome our first guest to the exchange. That'd be Ethan in the Rogue Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Whoops, I got to take the call, don't I? Got to push the button. Ethan in the Rogue Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing great. We are Anima Mundi Productions, and we're the ones who did Pianos for Peace in October and brought in your guest, Malik Shindali, the Syrian-American pianist and Pianos for Peace founder.
Yes, yes, it was wonderful. So what do you have coming up with Anima Mundi in January?
Absolutely. We're bringing in a world-class baritone. His name is Christopher Nomura, and he'll be performing a recital of classical and contemporary works on January 12th, which is a week from Sunday, and that concert is called With Malice Toward None, With Charity for All, at 3 p.m. in the SOE Music Recital Hall on Mountain Avenue, and he will also be on JPR a week from today in the noon hour on the classical station. He'll be performing live in studio with either Eric Thiel or Don Matthews.
Okay, so you got this all set up on the other side of our operation. Good to know. Okay.
Absolutely. So he'll be doing that performance a week from today in the noon hour on JPR Classical, and then a week from Sunday, which is January 12th, he'll be doing songs about healing the wounds of war and reconciling conflict, which feels very timely. And he'll be doing songs by Brahms, Barber, and Copland. We also have two world premieres on that program. One is by Jody French, who we adore. And I have a new song on that program as well as a composer, and my wife is the poet, and it's going to be a really, really special program. This is a baritone who has performed recitals literally all over the world in the greatest concert halls of the world. And if I can just quickly give the ticket information.
Sure.
Wonderful. Okay. So for tickets, go to Humanity Tickets, that's tickets with an S, humanitytickets.com. The series is called the Heart of Humanity series, so humanitytickets.com. The phone number is 541-833-3066, 541-833-3066, either by phone or online. Thank you so much.
If we link, Ethan, to Anima Mundi Productions, will that take people to the ticket site?
Absolutely, yeah. The name of our organization means the soul of the world, and it's a Latin word, so we use Humanity Tickets, you know, on radio because it's a little easier to hear and write down. But animamundiproductions.com with an S will also take them there, yes.
Okay, we'll make sure we provide a link, as we do for all the people who call into First Friday Arts.
Fabulous. Yeah, animamundiproductions.com/tickets. We'll take them directly to where the information is about the concert.
Okay, great. And the concert, again, is January 12th on Sunday at the Music Recital Hall. What time?
3 o'clock p.m.
Okay, a lot of 3 o'clock concerts in that Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University. Ethan, thanks for giving us the information about this concert.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple phone lines open at 800-838-3760 by phone. That is the way we do this, by phone. We have Randall in Valencia calling in, it looks like, on behalf of the group Unquiet Grave. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi. How's it going?
Going well. Tell us about your event.
Yeah, so I play in the group called the Unquiet Grave. We're a Celtic duo, and we got two shows kind of in the northern coast area. One is on the 12th, January 12th, in Eureka at the Old Town Coffee and Chocolate, and then we're going to be playing at Oberon's in Oregon on the 19th. And that one will be at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And that O'Brien's is in Ashland. And so if people are wondering what you sound like, you had a chance to give us a clip in advance, which is great. So let's hear a little bit of Unquiet Grave doing Bessie Bell and Mary Gray. That's the sound of the Unquiet Grave here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. So that's you on the guitar, Randall?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good guitar work. It gets a lot more complicated than what we had a chance to play here on the air, but that's some good stuff. And who's your partner?
It's Elise Ebbinghaus. He's also the one playing the bow drone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is we'll be coming up and playing these shows with the release of our album, Ballads of Old. And this is the album is a collection of old English ballads.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that song was about, Bessie Bell and Mary Gray. And these are just, I've taken the text from these old English ballads and we've rewritten them, kind of reimagining them with these old stories. And that's kind of what this album is about, and these songs.
Okay, and so that's you're supporting the album. You'll be in Eureka on the 12th. And what's the venue again?
Called Old Town Coffee and Chocolate.
Okay. Heard that before, yeah. Old Town Coffee and Chocolate. And then Oberon's in Ashland on the 19th of January.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. Good to hear from you, Randall. Thanks for calling into the Jefferson Exchange. And is there a website people can go to? Is there an Unquiet Grave website?
Yeah. We're on Bandcamp. If you just go to, just type in the Unquiet Grave Band at Bandcamp. We're also on Facebook, if you want to find us there. We also just have a website at theunquietgraveband.com. So it's just how you'd spell it.
Okay. Okay, a couple of different places to find you online. Thanks for calling into First Friday Arts. Good to hear from you. Randall in Valencia, coming again to Eureka, to Old Town Coffee and Chocolate, the 12th, and Oberon's in Ashland on the 19th of January. A couple of phone lines open here on our First Friday Arts segment. You are welcome to jump into the fray at 800-838-3760. And let me remind you, too, that because the next First Friday is 5 weeks away, this is a chance to not only get your January events mentioned, but also your early February events, because we're not going to have another First Friday Arts until the 7th of February. So if you have Martin Luther King Jr. weekend happenings, this would be the place to talk them up. Anything else you got going on arts-wise in the month of January and into that first week of February, you're welcome to join us here on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts at 800-838-3760. We move on now to Dan and Talent at Camelot Theater. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, we're actually really excited. We're introducing our 38th season in January with the opening of a spotlight, which is Camelot exclusive. It's a little bit of music, a little bit of bio and a lot of music. We're doing a spotlight on Glen Campbell. So it should be an exciting show. Glen Campbell, a big star from the 60s and the 70s. Had a TV show, like a sitcom, but a
it was
variety
a sketch
show.
And a variety show. You know, that long lamented gone and forgotten television format.
Exactly, back on the network stations. What's interesting is he had a great career, a lot of music, Galveston, Wichita Lineman, kind of one of the first country crossovers. But toward the end of his career, of course, he sadly picked up Alzheimer's and had a little different twist. And his daughter actually joined him in the final years of performing. So it was kind of an interesting story there, and it's going to be something we're going to cover in the biography. And then again, playing all the phenomenal music. We've got starring in this show, Eric Connolly, who is a regular at Camelot. He's been in a lot of spotlights. He was in Simon and Garfunkel. He was also, Roy Orbison many years ago. And we're excited to have Eric come back. And he's going to be joined by Courtney Crawford. So it should be a great evening. The This is opening next week. It's the 9th of January, and it runs all the way through Groundhog's Day of February 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And what else? What do you have opening up behind that?
Behind that, we've got the Sondheim musical, A Little Night Music. Mm-hmm. And that should be a real fascinating opening. It's our first musical for this season, and it's a great show. We've got some great singers lined up for that one. That opens up toward the end of March. It's like the 26th, I believe it is, mm-hmm. Of March. So it's going to be a little bit of a delay. I'm sorry, February. So we will definitely give you a call back next month for that one as well.
Okay. So yeah, I noticed the ad actually this morning in the Tempo in the Mail Tribune for mm-hmm. the Glenn Campbell thing, and because I've worked with Courtney Crawford and was thinking, who's this person next to Glenn Campbell, or Eric Connolly as Glenn Campbell? So you just explained it though. It's because late in his career, Glenn Campbell was on the road with his daughter.
Exactly. Courtney's going to narrate the spotlight, and then she joins in as portraying as his daughter, because there are a couple of duets that they did together, mm-hmm. and she will join Eric in some of those songs. So it's a really nice story. It's an interesting story. You learn a lot of the history, but just hearing these songs again, you know, like Rhinestone Cowboy, a lot of these songs hear anymore.
Glenn Campbell had a way of being, you know, like about two steps away from the center of the action most of the time. It seemed like his songs sort of permeate American history for a couple of decades there.
They did. Yeah, he definitely was an iconic voice. And again, that crossover from the country and Western into what was then pop. A little different nowadays, but it was one of the first artists that actually crossed that divide a little bit.
So this is opening the 9th, you say?
It is. It's opening on Thursday. Next week is the preview, and we always have preview tickets are $20. And then the opening night is the 10th of January. And again, it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Sunday's matinees, Thursday through Saturday are evening performances. And it runs for 4 weeks, and then it ends one of my favorite holidays on Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, right, which we'll talk about next month. Yeah, we can talk about Groundhog
exactly.
Day a lot. All right, thanks a lot, Dan. Good to hear from you, as always, here on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Several phone lines open for your call-in for arts events from around the region. The phone number is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760 for a chance to plug your arts events to an audience from Mendocino to Eugene, including Jacksonville, which is where Mike calls in with information about happenings with the Brit Orchestra, which obviously is not going to be playing on the hillside until summertime, but here we are talking to you in January, Mike.
That's right. We're already thinking about summer, and I just happen to be in Jacksonville. Our offices are in Medford, but we're taking down garland this morning and helping out with the finishing up of Christmas. But we are looking forward to the summer, and the Brit Festival Orchestra with Teddy Abrams is going to be announcing our season on January 23rd. That's a Thursday at 10 a.m. on our website, and we'll be putting out lots of news in a lot of different places, Facebook, etc. But we've got a really great season planned. I can't let anything out of the bag other than the fact that you might already know that Beethoven's 250th birthday is this year, so there's going to be a big focus there. And we have a follow-up to the Crater Lake project that we did a few years ago. We are working on a new outdoor performance that is a commissioned piece, something in the same lines as the Crater Lake performance. So we're really excited about this season. We'll have a lot of details on the 23rd. Tickets will go on sale on the 24th. There's no pre-sale or membership sale for this, so tune in towards the end of the month. And by the way, I just want to throw this out there. We also are redoing our website, and in a couple of weeks, when you go to BritFest.org, it's going to be sparkling new and shiny.
Well, that's all great news. I wanted to let people know that we do tend to talk about the Brit Festival Orchestra more than we actually hear them. So I did grab a clip from last year's offerings, and this is the orchestra great. Playing along with the movie Battleship Potemkin. And folks who know anything about classical music should recognize the theme instantly. Here's the Brit Orchestra. I'm always fascinated by the complexity of an orchestra playing along with a movie, and I could clearly see this is from a YouTube video that Teddy Abrams is looking at the monitor playing the film in front of him. And I can just only imagine what they have to go through. But that was last year's project. You say a couple of interesting things, including an outdoor project, but you can't tell us details at this point.
Yes, it's going to be something different and unique, and we're not sure anybody's done something like this before. So I'm just going to leave that little teaser there.
Okay, plus the Beethoven teaser and interesting stuff. So, and then what about the rest of the Brit season? Those announcements come when, Mike?
Those announcements come in February, March, and April. So the first, we're calling it Brit Presents now, the big popular music concerts and comedy, if we bring comedy. The first announcement will be Valentine's Day, February 14th. And then we'll roll it out from there in March and April as well with a big announcement in April.
Okay. So February 14th, the first announcements, more stuff coming in. And so which is the Thursday that you're announcing the classical stuff?
January 23rd.
January 23rd. Okay. So definitely keeping some activity going on, even though the hillside is cold and vacant this time of year.
Oh, yeah. We're busy all year round.
Okay. That is Mike from the Brit Festival and Talent. Always good to talk to you on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Other phone lines open for your call to tell us about what's going on in your town. 800-838-3760 is the phone number to call. 800-838-3760. We have another call here from Allison. Allie and Talent, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts, talking about Talent Maker City, it would appear.
Hi. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm calling with a series of workshops we have coming up this month that are really affordable. All of our pollinator-themed workshops are being offset by a generous grant from AARP. And so all of the workshops are only $20, and we have workshops going on in clay and ceramics. We've got pollinator pinch pots that are making little water homes for bees and other pollinators. And we've got woodworking, where people are making mason bee homes as well as birdhouses for those pollinators. And we also have some fiber arts programming happening, where people are learning how to screen print some T-shirts for the Talent Garden Club.
I see that. So, yeah, because I just got your email this morning
fantastic.
The exchange, too. So
yeah,
you did a good job of getting us on two avenues of contact here. But, yeah, the printing is for shirts, totes, posters, anything else, really.
Yeah, it should be really great. And, those are going to benefit the Talent Garden Club, as well as get some information out about pollinators. And you'll also see on there we have Gerlinda Smith, who is our resident pollinator expert in Talent, and she'll be doing little talks at each workshop talking about the benefit of pollinators and having them around in your yard. And
pollinator queen bee, I see you call Gerlinda.
Yes, exactly. She's the master in Talent for sure.
All right, so let me see. These are, you got the working with clay is January 9th and 21st. Working with wood is January 10th and 16th. And then the screen printing workshops are the 14th and 24th.
Absolutely. We've got all of those going, and those are all only $20. Again, we're really lucky to have the funding from AARP to offset a lot of the costs.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really affordable for people. And also on our website, we've got a whole other set of workshops from Intro to Carpentry for everybody. That's happening next week on January 7th. So if you're wanting to learn how to do any woodworking, we've got that going on. As well as a metal smithing ring making workshop on Friday, January 10th. So
okay,
we've got a pretty full workshop schedule for January. We're psyched about starting the new year.
Okay, we'll make sure we link to you at talentmakercity.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Okay, Allison, good to hear from you. That's Allison French from Talent Maker City joining us here on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone lines are open and available. You can join in at 800-838-3760. But at a momentary lull, we'll pick up our closer song for the month, which is by the Decemberists, who should be called the Januaryists for just this one month. It's January Hymn.
On a winter Sunday I go to clear away the snow, a and green the ground below. April all an ocean away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath leap where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow, and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say before she left? When I could see her breath lead where she was going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, Jen.